גבירות בנחה נשאת עולנו, השם אלוקנו, תורס חיים. תורס חיים means a Torah that provides life. Torah provides life in olam hazeh, כי הם חיינו ואורך יומנו. Torah provides life in olam haba, וחי olam nata בסוחנו. But תורס חיים also means a Torah that we live by. A Torah that addresses every facet of our lives. A guide. Every area of life, Torah regulates and thereby elevates. Torah regulates our professional lives. If a person is in business, Torah tells us how to conduct business. A person is a farmer, he works the land, the Torah tells us how to farm. Torah regulates our personal lives, what the reciprocal responsibilities are between husband and wife. Eil mitzvos ha-bein ala-ov, mitzvos ha-ov ala-bein. And the Torah certainly regulates our ben adam lamokom, how we directly relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But part of Torah's Chaim also is that the Torah not only addresses and regulates every area of life, the Torah also regulates every occasion. There's no occasion in a person's life. There's no such thing as there being an occasion where the Torah doesn't provide us with direction and instruction how to react. And this is true for the entire spectrum of human experience. It's true at one end of the spectrum of Simcha. The Torah tells us what's an occasion for Simcha, how to be Sameach, how to rejoice. And the Torah also tells us, Rachman al Tzlan, how to react to tragedy, how to be misabel. The horrific massacre last Shabbos tragedy. Avelus a mechayev in cheshbon nefesh and in tshuva. The cheshbon nefesh isn't an attempt to answer the unanswerable why, but the cheshbon nefesh is to answer the practical question of what. What collectively are we, each one of us, in his Rishus HaYochid, what individually am I supposed to do tshuva, to improve? So we're not looking to identify causes, but to identify areas of improvement where we need to improve, again, both collectively as well as each one of us individually. And that's why that as long as the cheshbon nefesh is done carefully in a religiously healthy, balanced, emotionally healthy, balanced way, so that there are no wrong answers. When one is looking for a cause, so then how does one know that one hits upon the right answer? If a person is looking not to identify cause, not to answer the unanswerable why, but a person is looking to identify what is my cheshbon hanefesh uncover? What is the collective cheshbon hanefesh uncover? Where is there room to do tshuva? So then, as long as the cheshbon nefesh is done, again, in a religiously healthy and responsible way, there are no wrong answers. Maybe to just suggest two, obviously not by no means exhaustive answers to the what question on the collective level. Clearly, the effect of what happened last Shabbos on a very prosaic, mundane level, it exposes our vulnerability. Even if there were no broader context to what happened, the fact that something like this happened once can only make us feel tremendously vulnerable. When it happens in the context of the wave of anti-Semitism which is engulfing Europe, when it happens in the context of an uptick of, albeit less dramatic, anti-Semitic incidents here in the U.S., it certainly exposes and underscores our vulnerability. But both the Maharal and later of Soloveitchik explain that tefillah, the essence of tefillah is a person feeling and expressing that sense of vulnerability. A person davens because a person recognizes his total and absolute dependence and his total and absolute vulnerability. When you ask someone to do something for you, so leaving aside laziness as a possible motivation, but the only reason to ask someone else to do something for you is when you can't do it yourself. What a person can do for himself, he doesn't have to look and try to enlist the help of others. We turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for anything and everything, so the significance of that bakasha is because there's a recognition, there's an acknowledgement that we're in touch with and we're expressing our fundamental dependence and vulnerability. When things are happening around us and so close to home, which heighten the vulnerability, clearly one correct response, not the only correct response, but one out of many possible correct responses, is to be meschazek in the avodah of tefillah. That translates in many different ways, but just to suggest one way in which it translates. How much time should be allotted to tefillah? As much time as tefillah takes. It can't be that there's a box in my schedule that I have so much time for davening. I want to sleep till a certain hour. I want to get to seder by a certain time. And after I cheshbon everything else I have to do. So then that determines how much time is available for tefillah. How much time should be available for tefillah? As much time as it takes to daven properly, as much time as it takes to say the words thoughtfully and carefully. That's how much time we should make in our schedule for tefillah. Whatever hishtadlus is appropriate, I'm sure will be done, is being done, but to sort of emphasize hishtadlus and not have the accompanying tefillah is ikar chosim in ha-sefer. Another area of what, in terms of our collective cheshbon ha-nefesh, any act of anti-Semitism accentuates our Jewishness and our Jewish identity. When some Russia goes and paints a swastika on whether it's a private Jewish home whether it's some public Jewish building. So in a very, very sinister and threatening way, that act of anti-Semitism accentuates our Jewishness. Clearly, what that suggests as a midah keneged midah response on the what level is that we should be accentuating our Jewishness, not in some confrontational way, not in some gratuitously flaunting way, but just in terms of the diktuk b'mitzvahs, in terms of zehirus, the mitzvahs kalos kevachamuros, and trying to share that as much as we can, and that our Jewishness should be accentuated, but in the form of avodas Hashem, not in the hands of our sonim. This Shabbos in Yitz Hashem marks the fourth yahrzeit for the Kedoshei Harnof, Chofei Cheshvan. So perhaps just to share one thought about in Yonei Kiddush Hashem to mark that anniversary. The Rambam, both in Sefer Mitzvos as well as in Perikei B'Sodei HaTorah, says that there are three basic forms that the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem can take. A person can be mekayim Kiddush Hashem through martyrdom, through yehag val yavor, when the halacha demands that response. A person is also mekayim the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam writes, Kola poresh me'avera o osa mitzvah lo mitnei dova ba'olam, lo pachad v'lo yira v'lo levakish kovod, el mitnei habori baruch hu, kimenias Yosef ha-tzadik atzma me'eshes rabo ha-rezim mekadosh Hashem. A second form of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is when a person does something with no other motivation whatsoever. The only motivation is mitnei habori baruch hu, because this is what the Ribbono Shel Olam said to do, that's why the person does it. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam said not to do, that's why the person abstains. That's also a form of Kiddush Hashem. It can play itself out b'tzina, it can play itself out, but it never is witnessed b'fah Hashem, because only Hashem yirah l'leiva. The person may be in the presence of others. By definition, it's b'tzina, because it's a mindset. It's what his kavanas are. He may be in the presence of hundreds of thousands, but only the Ribbono Shel Olam knows whether or not what's happening is an act of Kiddush Hashem. But that's the second form of Kiddush Hashem. And the third, the famous one that the Rambam has here at the end of Perek Hey, V'chainim dikdei kechochem al atzmo, v'hoya dibur benachasim abiyos, v'daitim u'revis imohem. He's very exacting in how he behaves, in how he comports himself. All his interactions with people are pleasant, are sweet, gentle. Magbilon b'sev eponim yofos, v'nalav mehen v'enu olvan, mechabid lahen v'afilu mekilim lo, v'nose v'nosen be'emuna, etc. V'ose v'chol masav l'fnim mishur sadin, Achi Yimatsu, again skipping a few words, Achi Yimatsu Hakol Makalsin Osov Oven Oso Misavin Lamasov. So when his behavior, with an emphasis on his Ben Adam L'Chavera, but not exclusively Ben Adam L'Chavera, when his behavior elicits the response of Hakol Makalsin Oso, everyone praises him, everyone loves him, everyone aspires to be able to, I wish I could uphold such a standard in my life, in my behavior. What's the underlying definition then of Kiddush Hashem? These seem to be three very different kiyumim. Again, to be neharag, when the halacha requires yehoig val yavor, the model of Yosef HaTzadik to do something lamet neidava ba'olam el nehabari baruch hu, and then this the person who's an exemplar and elicits praise from people. So what's the underlying definition of Kiddush Hashem? So, l'chaora, that definition is that when a person, through his behavior, attests to the fact that Hashem Echad and Ein Od Milvado, he's Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. When a person's behavior bespeaks the reality of Ein Od Milvado, so that person has been Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. A person gives his life. A person gives his life. It means, what does a person give his life for? A person gives his life. It means his life is not his own. It's the Ribbono Shel'olam's anyway. A person gives his life because everything is the Ribbono Shel'olam. Ein od milvado. When a person acts with no other consideration, no cheshbonos, no cheshbonos rabin, but just mipnei habari baruch hu, because there is nothing else. There's no other source of value. There is nothing else. There's the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that, and he alone determines, dictates how we should live, and we should live in response to that determination, in response to that dictation. In describing the Chacham, who's Mekadosh Shem Shamayim, the Rambam says he elicits a reaction of Mekalsin also, Ov and also Misavin L'maisav. So there's an unavoidable association here with the Rambam's description earlier in Perek Beis of Yisodei HaTorah. When a person b'shoshi yizvonin ha'odin b'masav v'buav ha'nifloim ha'gedolim v'yir mehem chochmaso she'ein la'erech v'lo keitz. When a person reflects with discernment on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great and wondrous creations and handiwork and glimpses the inestimable and infinite chochma. So what's the reaction that a person has to Chochmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Miyad hu ohev, umeshaveach, umefoer, umesavya taiva gadola. And it's the same reaction that this Chacham elicits from people. This Chacham who lives by Devar Hashem, so he elicits the same reaction of Atchayimtu Hakol Mekalsin also, parallel to Mishabeach, or even also Misavin L'maisav. When a person conducts himself in such a way, he lives a godly life. So again, that testifies to the Ein Od Milvado. When his very Metzius is a reflection and elicits the same reaction, which looking into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, you look into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, so a person is Oev, a person is Mishabeach, a person is Misaveh, because it's an encounter with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person elevates himself, his conduct, his life to such a level that people have that same reaction to him as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria, so that also attests to the fact that Ein Od Milvado, and that's what the Kiyum, what the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is, that a person's life should be an uninterrupted testimony to that reality of Hashem Echad and Ein Od Milvado.
I just put it on.